Muchas gracias. Así es, estamos con The National aquí en la zona backstage. Están prontos a subirse al escenario por segunda vez. Estuvieron en el 2011 y vuelven este 2018 a tocar un viernes. Y les quiero preguntar por eso. ¿Qué recuerdos tienen de esa, que ha sido la única visita a nuestro país? Guys, this is your second Lollapalooza, your second time in Chile altogether. What are your memories on that? It was very historic for us. First big festival, international festival, and it had you guys here. So what do you remember about that, and how do you feel about coming back?
It felt it felt very similar to it is right now. It was sweet, mellow vibes, and we've been looking forward to it. Brian, do you have any other specific memories of that?
Oh, I do.
He does. Let's hear that. We'll make it quick because he has to translate.
We had a lovely time. The weather was gorgeous. I went to like a hot dog restaurant. The menu was all hot dogs. They were excellent. I love hot dogs. So it's a great hot dog.
Your stomach was fine?
Oh, totally fine.
Okay.
An iron stomach. It was a beautiful night. We played before Travis. I think Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros also played.
Yes, yes.
They played like an impromptu set at the hotel by the pool on like guitars and stuff. It was really fun. Everyone was in a good mood.
Wow. Night of hot dogs and Travis.
Hot dogs, good moods, Travis.
And wine. I'm going to get into that later.
Yeah.
Nos cuenta que, claro, efectivamente... están muy contentos, dice que se siente muy parecido, unas vibras muy, muy, muy felices. Y recuerdan también dos cosas puntuales. Con Travis, que tocaron antes de Travis, que Edward Sharp hizo un set así improvisado, rápido en el hotel. Y que fueron a comer a un lugar que solamente tenía hot dogs, no sé cuál sea ese, no se acuerda, pero que fue uno de sus momentos favoritos. El vino fue algo que se llamó la atención porque se subieron al escenario con vino, vino chileno, por supuesto, y hicieron salud muchas veces. Por eso les quiero preguntar también. I remember, you guys, I'm not going to tell about our last interview, but in the stage, many people were amazed by how fond you were about Chilean wine. How has been your rendezvous, your get together again with the Chilean wine?
I got together with one last night. Malbec. So I like a muscular wine. I had a room service last night, and it was everything I remembered and expected.
Sí, se reencontró ayer con un Malbec. Le gusta el vino musculoso, dice, fuerte. Y tuvo ayer una buena experiencia en su hotel tomándose un Malbec. Sobre lo que ha pasado en este tiempo, una última pregunta antes de que nos metamos más profundo ya para la web. Pero antes de darles el pase, quiero saber cómo llegan, en qué momento los pilla. Porque es un momento importante, acaban de ganar un Grammy con su último disco. Son una banda más grande que lo que eran cuando vinieron en el 2011. You are now a bigger band than you were in 2011. You were nominated twice to a Grammy, and you won a Grammy with your last album. Do you feel it that way? You feel that your band has progressed throughout time?
We've gotten bigger in our physical size. We've gotten bigger in our egos, and I think we've developed. I think we've shifted and mutated, and for us it's like, I don't know if we're better than we were, but we're I do think we're evolving a little bit. Would you say
as musicians or men?
good question.
Well, we actually have all become fathers in the span of time since the last Chilean show.
Fatter fathers is the name of the new,
that's our thing.
You now make that rock.
And I think we've also grown into our, for lack of a better term, like, selves, musical selves, you know? Like you were saying before, the baseball team, we know our roles, I try to do one thing and do it well, that's it, yeah. But, I kind of missed the question, so I apologize.
It's about father rock.
Sí, dice que ya son papás, como músicos se sienten, sí, sienten que han crecido, que han evolucionado, que eso los tiene contentos. No saben necesariamente si son mejores hoy, pero que sí son más grandes y que en ese ya son papás además, así que definitivamente son más grandes, corporalmente lo dicen también. Así que en ese estado vuelven a nuestro país, se van a subir muy pronto al escenario. Yo vuelvo al estudio, me quedo conversando un poquito más con ellos y lo van a poder revisar después más en extenso en rockandpop.cl.